Okay, good afternoon, everyone, and please help me on my new role as moderator. It's a pleasure to have Spain 5, France 1 in here. So it's almost a Spanish solo type of deal, but it is my pleasure to be hosting this panel with plenty of all-time friends. So on my left is Adolfo Vara. Adolfo is now the Chief Commercial Officer of LaLiga. He's been working for... His background is always in football for a lot of time. He's been working for different clubs, including Espanyol, Real Sociedad, and many other projects. So welcome to this panel, Adolfo.
Thank you.
Mario Bayarri is the Vice President of Mediapro for Middle East and Asia, and also with a large background in the football industry, including many roles in not just football, but also basketball, and running now all the Asia business for LaLiga. Next is Philippe Lefloc, also an all-time friend, Managing Director of LaLiga International Marketing, which we will learn more about later on. Of course, most of you will know Philippe from his background as Marketing Director at UEFA in the past. And then is Fernando Sanz. Fernando is the Country Manager for Middle East and North Africa of LaLiga. Probably you also know him from his background on the pitch, including having played for Real Madrid in a while, and having his dad being president of the club. And last but not least, we have Sergi Torrent. Sergi Torrent is a big expert in China. When I used to work for Barcelona, we were doing already business together at the time. He's been around China, I think, for 11 years. And Sergi is now the general manager for, or the country manager for LaLiga in China. So all in all, as a Spanish sports executive, very proud of having, of realizing about this expansion of LaLiga. So we'll take this panel to learn more about this ambitious plan that LaLiga has. We had the president of LaLiga last night with some of the ideas, but the very first thing that we'll do is to get Adolfo giving us more details about this ambitious plan that LaLiga has globally. So I'll pass the word to Adolfo.
Thanks, Esteban. Do you want to start up with a video? If it's ready. So thanks, Esteban, for the introduction. Good afternoon. For those of you who were not here yesterday, we had President Tebas of LaLiga explaining about our plans for the future. He and the management team that is on this panel joined LaLiga 2 and a half years ago, and one of our key projects was centralized TV deal sales from LaLiga. So we're the only league, the only big league in Europe, where the club sold the rights on their own. So Spanish government ruled in May that LaLiga will have those rights to sell to the clubs and then split the revenues. And we have been going through very intense 6-7 weeks of sales process, which has been very, very successful. We believe that for next season, we will have doubled the income, would be on 1.5 billion euros income as regards of TV rights, which is a big, big, very good number. But we still have a lot to do to catch up with the Premier League. Tebas was explaining yesterday that we have a risk of the Premiership being too strong financially, that they would be able to pay the best clubs to come over here to become sort of the NBA, and we don't want that. Our key project is to multiply the value of our TV rights. In that sense, we explained yesterday that our growth area is outside Spain. I mean, our market is a saturated market, and we believe that if we are to go over 2 billion and more, it comes from international. And the role of the people on this panel is to, from the marketing side, help bringing value to LaLiga. We want to do a small introduction on how we plan to do that, and then we open up for the rest of the panel. This is just some information about viewers, audience, globally. As you can see, in the screen, Last season, we had more than 1.2 billion viewers worldwide. It's a good figure, still a bit behind the Premiership, but we plan to grow that, and we'll spend that in a minute. And looking into the map, we as La Liga are very, very strong in Latin America. We're very strong in Europe, and very strong in the Middle East and North Africa. Those territories, I would say, we're leading in terms of audience. There are two territories, or two big territories, which are North America and Southeast Asia, where we have a lot of work to do, a little bit of catching up, as you guys say. And our plans internationally is obviously to keep our strongholds, but focus on those markets where we can grow a lot. And this is basically Southeast Asia and North America. So what we have done in La Liga from the marketing side, when we got into the position 2.5 years ago, we analyzed what La Liga had as a marketing entity. And we as a company had very, very little things to offer to our sponsors and to our partners. So what we did, we looked into the market, and most of the rights were either on the club side or on third parties. So we did the first step of talking to most of the Spanish clubs, where La Liga bought assets from them to sell centralized, which has been very, very successful. And then on the other side, we our biggest player in terms of media and rights in Spain was and is Mediapro, represented here by Mario Bayarri. We have a good relation with Mediapro from La Liga since many years, and we decided to join efforts together. So we joined La Liga image and association rights to the real rights that Mediapro hold it, which is, as you see in the next slide, they have perimeter advertising rights from most of the clubs of the first division, audiovisual rights, image rights. So all that in a cocktail, we believe, was and is a great platform for sponsors and partners globally. So once we have the product that we are building with together with Mediapro, we need to look at the structure. So how does La Liga go global, go and talk to the markets, go and talk to the broadcasters, to the sponsors? And we had a discussion at the time where, are we going to go do that with our own people? So will we hire 50 people, put them in different places worldwide, or do we look for different models? We decided to do otherwise. We believed at the time, and we still believe it now, that the best way to enter markets is with the experts of those markets. So we basically looked, we took two countries or two territories as a test, which were China and Middle East, where we found the right local partner with the right connections, the right people, and we've been very, very successful. So what we've done over the last 5 months is look for the right global partner. So we've been talking to quite some agencies over the last 6 months about our project. We have listened to the different offers, and we are concluding an agreement with one of those global agencies, which I cannot announce here, but in a few weeks we will announce publicly. So this agency has a global reach, has offices all over the world, connections to the biggest brands, to all the broadcasters, and they're going to help us in this program. But then we also analyze what do we need to do from a Liga side, because we cannot rely on third party to do everything for us. And we decided that it was very, very important to have a structure dedicated 100% to this project. Because so far it's been myself, Mario, with some people helping around, building up together. But now it's time, if we're serious, to have the right structure. So for that, we have put this team together. It's led by Philippe Lefloc. As Esteba said, it's a pleasure to have him on board. He's been he built a Champions League model. I mean, when we speak about football and the model we want to get to is Champions League. So what would be best than having the guy that put it together to do it for La Liga? So Philippe is going to join, has joined already La Liga International to lead the group. And then I'm not going to go through all the positions, but basically we have a team with a marketing area, sponsoring area, a very important area which is led by Fernando Sanz, which is looking after international development programs as well as relationships with governments. And we have offices in Middle East and China, the one in the Middle East run by Fernando, in China run by Sergi. And we will open in offices in New York and Johannesburg within the next 3-4 months. And we're looking into a possibly Southeast Asia and Latin America. So those offices will work with our global agency to develop the global market. I will just make a small explanation on, we took quite some time together to identify how to enter a market. So we as La Liga, when we go to a market, what do we do? And we talked to stakeholders, we talked to governments, we talked to leagues, federations, sponsors, and we came up with a very clear strategy, which are three key points. Point number one is we're there to help our broadcasters. I mean, they are our main sponsors, by far. And the money we get from broadcasting, we don't get from any sponsor by miles. So we want to put together a structure to make sure we deliver what they need in terms of timetable of games, special content for increased audience, promotions for viewers, etc. So that's very, very important for us, and it's a focus. La Liga is going to have a friendly approach to our broadcasters. Then point number two, we believe that going into any country in the world with an arrogant attitude as in we are La Liga, we are the best league in the world, we tell you how to do things, is wrong. It's the wrong approach. We're talking to the countries in a friendly manner. We want to help develop football in those markets. We want the local leagues and local federation to grow. We want to help with football development programs, training program for coaches, etc., to be seen as the football friend Liga in the market. Because if football grows in that market, the local league will grow, and obviously we will grow as a Liga on their back. And then last but not least, obviously we need to have a plan, marketing and sales plan that Mario will explain in a minute, where all the strategies, all the objectives are clearly set, and that we work towards that for the next 3-4 years. Because our goal, as the president said, in 3-4 years, is to lead globally in terms of viewers, and there is a lot to do from our side on that one. It's on increasing audience, just a small touch on that. We different to other leagues established already 2 years ago what we call a multi-kickoff strategy that we've explained already in a couple of presentations. We make sure that every weekend there are relevant games for the relevant territories. Games in Europe late at night, like 8, 9, 10, are great for Latin America and the US, because their local leagues start later. So it's very important to have a relevant game from 8 to 10 on Saturdays, and we make sure that that happens. And then for Southeast Asia, obviously, we had a problem in the past because our best games were late evening or late afternoon in Spain, which meant 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning in Southeast Asia, China, Japan, etc. And our viewers were really, really low. We have made sure that we have games on Saturday and Sunday in the morning at 12, 4 and 5 o'clock, which is a good time for Southeast Asia. And I'm going to show you just an example of one country. This is something we did with Sergi and President Tebas and myself and Mario. We made an agreement with CCTV, the main television TV station in China. We offer that La Liga will host every Saturday at 4 o'clock a relevant game of once a month of Real Madrid, FC Barcelona, Atletico de Madrid, and whichever team was playing for Champions League to make sure there was a relevant game, in exchange of CCTV giving us priority on that slot, which was 10 o'clock at night on Saturday, summertime, and then 11 o'clock on winter, because they don't change the time. And in 1 year, from being number two with 147 million audience, we've gone to be number one with almost 40% increase. So this shows that working closer with the broadcaster, understanding their needs and what they demand from us, we can really get to that target that I just explained. And then, as I said, La Liga International Marketing is going to have a dedicated team to serve the needs of the broadcasters. We're going to talk to them on, as I said, providing content, special interviews, promotions, etc. And also, it's very important because, as you all know, the world is becoming digital. There are a lot of rights that are not within the broadcasters for digital that are free. And there are off-match content, like interviews and any other things that we can provide from the league perspective, where we're looking into finding the right digital partner in each country to increase our audience. So there will be a balance between the live games with the official broadcaster and other specific content for digital as a way of growing our audience. And then we have a special mention on international football development programs. And this is an area that probably Fernando will explain in more detail later. We believe this is one key for our success. If we are seen as the league that helps developing football in those markets, we will sure win the battle in the future. I'm just going to explain briefly four projects that we are now currently running. In Latin America, we have created a CSR program with five different countries. Among those are Mexico, Panama, Honduras, and Colombia, where we from La Liga support specific projects that each government or country is running in terms of integrating people which have problems with drugs, unemployment, and so on, through football programs. And obviously, we don't dictate what the countries need to do in terms of CSR, but we support from the football side and image, using our players to promote those programs, because especially in Latin America, there are a lot of Latinos, obviously, playing in La Liga, from Colombia, Mexico, Peru, and we want to use our stars to support those specific programs in the countries. So that's something that, which is running as we speak. In China, and I guess when Esteva opens the panel, Sergio will explain in more detail. The Chinese government has made a big move to push football. Now it's mandatory in the school, and there is a pilot program where 160 coaches from outside China are being brought into the country to train the trainers. So their coaches are sent there to be placed in the schools to teach the teachers how to teach football. So from that program, we have got 25% of the coaches. We're sending in 4 weeks, if I'm not wrong, 40 coaches to China. We have been recruiting over summer, and they're like the first people going to run this program. And if this is successful, it's going to grow in a massive scale, because we will be providing more coaches for this program. Then in Middle East, we have done an agreement, different agreements with leagues and federations, but I want to explain one which is very important. With the Abu Dhabi Sports Council, we're going to start in October a pilot program to develop football in the education in the schools. So from the 220 schools in the Emirates, we are going to start a program with 12 schools, and if that is successful, we will be running with the Ministry of Education schooling football programs throughout the country with coaches, with organizing the league, the competition, the talent identification, and that this is really, 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 really big for us. And then last but not least, in the US, which I said is a very important market for La Liga, we have made an agreement with the US Club Soccer. It's an organization that runs youth leagues in more than 22 states. And those leagues are played by almost 1 million young kids, in men and women, boys and girls in the U.S., where we are helping them with coaching education, with talent identification, and this is going to help us establish ourselves, our brand in that area in the U.S. I'm going to pass on to Mario, who is going to explain the marketing and sales plan that we put together.
So very briefly, basically the main challenges, no, and opportunities we're seeing in La Liga's international development, what we're looking for, and how we're planning to do so. The main challenges of a program like this is first thing is to measure audience. No, we speak about 1.2 billion, no, Premier League speaks about 2 billion sometimes, 3 billion. First thing we need to do, we need to have hard facts. No? and hard facts. People talk always about TV audience, but today we have to talk about digital audience. We have to talk about, because consumers are reaching, no, with for or engaging with football, not only through TV. So we need to really understand how many people are interested by La Liga. And to be honest, no, it's quite a challenge in terms of market research and consumer insights. That's the first thing. The second thing is, how can we transfer this to value, no, to the investors, to the sponsors? The return on investment, no, is calculated always on a media insight or point of view. But at the end, we need to speak about return on engagement, no, rather than return on investment, because this is what the brands are looking for in today. So first challenge is audience. Digital, no, today, this morning in a meeting, no, they were saying this, we have the ability today to connect with 3 billion people, no, through digital devices, which is unique. No, it's a historical happening. So really, we need to engage, and we need to engage on a digital platform. We do it very strongly in Spain, but to be very honest, it's a challenge not to do it outside. So we're working very toughly. There's a very strong digital team in La Liga that's working on that. We need to deliver, no, and be present and deliver the experience of La Liga into the countries. It's fantastic to have 38 match days, no, officially played in Spain in the Spanish stadiums. But we need to bring our players, we need to bring our teams, we need to bring our experience also into the different countries. No? Also in terms of one of the challenges there is the route to market. No? From Spain up to now, we've been very much focused, no, and in our Spanish headquarters, no, waiting for the clients to come. Basically, our point is we need to go out. And we have proven, no, by our offices in MENA and in China, then when we go out, no, there's a good sales. No, there's a good, there's a demand. No, for a platform like the one we have. So at the end, what we have to do is go out and sell. We need to be competitive. We need to be challenging the clients. No, or challenging us to change the type of offering we're doing. So this is also a very important point. And last but not least, also the challenge is the internal cannibalization. No, we're doing in our route to market. Up to now, it was MediaPro, it was La Liga, it was different agencies selling different assets around La Liga. I think that one of the biggest achievements, no, that the current management of La Liga is doing is to really centralize, no, and collectivize and probably be the only football competition in the world where one brand, no, can really be present in all La Liga, no, through only one platform. No? And don't need to go to different platforms. Now it's I think we believe it's the right time for La Liga. As you know, La Liga is changing. If the ones that were yesterday attending to the president's speech, no, you can see it. It's he's the one really changing La Liga, and all his team is backing that up. The fact that we centralize, no, all the sales as of this season, no, makes sense. Everything makes sense when you centralize, when you collectivize, especially when the return, no, the revenues are increasing on that. The fact of being the only one, no, the only league that with a centralized marketing approach is also very important. And to be honest, everybody with all respects, no, talks about the Premier League, but if you see the club's performance, no, especially last year, but also in the past 5 years in the European competition, no, it's a no-brainer. No, it's always La Liga teams. No, the Champions League is a La Liga team. The Europa League is a La Liga team. We're always in semifinals. And it's not only two clubs, no? It's always two, three, four, which I think is very important. Also, the best players are playing in La Liga, which I think is also... There's a sales potential, like we say. There's big sales opportunities. The naming right is an issue, no? Not an issue, it's an opportunity. The fact of no Premier League not having a naming right anymore, I think will bring value, no, to the second most relevant league like La Liga. No, we currently have a sponsor, Liga BBVA, with 1 year to go, no, as the naming right. But I think in this international expansion, no, the value of the naming right of the competition will be stronger. Digital, CRM, TV assets, and as we saw, international football. These are exciting challenges, no, that we're really about to take. The Champions League model, it's not because Philippe is there, but Philippe has participated with us in building this strategy. But it's true, what we want is less is more. We want a limited number of brands, global but also regional. Exclusivity of the association right is key. So the fact of really bringing intangible values, no, to La Liga is important. And basically a 360 degrees approach is what we're offering. No? So the strategy is the three steps. Today we're maximizing the revenues of the current assets that we have. We want to reinvest that, no, into promotion of La Liga, into football programs, into digital, and then be able to reduce the numbers, no, in a higher valued platform. So four strategies, no, very, very simple in terms of one is reach. We need to expand the reach of La Liga, the scope, number of fans, TV audience, digital, consumers. We want to increase the return on investment, no, for the sponsors, no, that are associated to La Liga. So the tangible rights, no, so we need to bring more assets. We'll show you some examples of things we're doing. Intangible is also very important. What is the value of a brand being associated to La Liga? What does La Liga represent? We changed the brand, no? Now it's called La Liga. It used to be called LFP, but everybody called it La Liga. Now we also call it La Liga. What is the face of La Liga? What is the positioning? But then the fourth is what we today are announcing, which is a structure, no? And a very strong team, a top stars team, which is leading this La Liga International Marketing, led by Philippe, where Fernando and Sergio are also part of, which we're very proud, no? That is going out to the market in as of now, no? Just to finalize this point, showing two examples of things that we changed. TV broadcasting, we just sold the international TV rights. As part of that, no, we are including advertising presence of for brands, no, not only on the on-screen graphics, but also, no, along the broadcasting, as very similar to what the Champions League has done and has proven to be very successful. So that's one example. We'll see an example of one very specific brand really not only using this as a media investment, but also taking the content, no, as part of their communication. So I think that's a pretty important step. I want to just finishing two videos. One is the beer brand, the sponsor of La Liga, which is Mau. You will see Fernando Torres. You will also see Alejandro Sanz, who is a very famous singer in Spain and in Latin America, which is a territory very important also for Mau. And basically how they are going to use, no, all these new advertising spots, no, that we're bringing. And the second one is, I think, one of the biggest innovation, no, in terms of marketing assets in sports, which is the virtual replacement advertising. I don't know if you know about it, no? We want to show you a video from our partner, Suponor, who is providing the technology. This is already a reality in La Liga since past year, this year. So we're bringing, we're replacing and doing very specific advertising for different countries, no? From the perimeter advertising, we're replacing advertising in function of the different feeds. I think this is a major breakthrough, and we're seeing now we're selling that to the market very successfully. And I would like to share that with you. So if we can see the videos.
¿Cuál es la Mau que mejor te ha salido?
Yo me acuerdo de una en la que Fernando estaba muy presente.
Fernando, gracias.
Dame un abrazo.
Yo recuerdo una después de aquel gol en Sudáfrica en el 2010.
La levanté también.
Pero qué bien, nos supo la cañita de después.
Sport is an expanding global phenomenon, with audiences growing in ever more regions, watching on a rich variety of screens and devices. DBR Live unleashes global sports potential, transforming